الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we actually have a guest speaker was supposed to address you today. Unfortunately, there was an accident on the highway and is somewhat delayed. So I will speak till he comes. I think I can see someone just entered. The lifeblood of all our relationships is the manner in which we communicate with each other. Our relationship with our wives or partners, our relationship with our parents, children, neighbors, employees, employers, etc., all of it centers around one focal skill, and that is, how do we communicate? How do we communicate? Our level of communication is going to determine the level of bond and the relationship that we have. The question is, what is communication? If you ask someone, their natural response is the ability to speak. But that is one part of communication. Communication begins with the ability to listen. A good communicator is one who has the art and the skill to be able to listen. I think Maulana is here. Inshallah, we'll ask Maulana to continue. Jazakumullah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى صدق الله العلي العظيم. My respected ulama, elders, brothers in Islam, firstly I apologize coming a few minutes late. We left 1 hour earlier, but Allah Ta'ala is working. There was roadblocks, roadworks, and it took us over an hour to get through that roadworks. That's why we call it later. But inshallah, the topic which I want to speak about is to see the sign of a believer. That we all call ourselves Muslims, but the main quality of a believer, what is it? What made the Sahaba radiallahu anhum Sahaba? What was the quality which they possessed within themselves which is different from us? We also call ourselves believers. They call themselves believers. But what is the quality of iman which they had within themselves? This was a quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the first day, He continued in the Quran revealing to them. To have this consciousness in a person's mind that I am being watched. At every moment, Allah is watching me. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you? أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever is happening in the heavens and the earth? مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. Three people are sitting in a gathering. Quietly they are having a discussion. But remember, Allah is the fourth. وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ. Five people, Allah is the sixth. Any more numbers, any less numbers. إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كَانُوا. Allah is with them, wherever they may be. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِنُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And all of this is written down on files. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform people that this is the action which you had done in this world. Inna Allah bi kulli shayin alim. Allah says, I know every single thing. Everything what a person is doing, Allah is fully aware of it. Never mind outwardly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are closer to man. وَنَعْلَمُ مَانْ تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ. Even the thoughts which are going through his mind, Allah is fully aware of this. So this is a quality we have to develop within ourselves.
that to call ourselves true believers, if I got this quality at every moment that I am being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a quality which will distinguish us from other people. A non-Muslim person, he does a business transaction, we do a business transaction. But the difference is a believer knows Allah is watching him. A non-believer gets married and a Muslim gets married. But the difference is a Muslim knows my Allah is watching me in this marriage. I can't oppress my wife. I can't do as I want to because I am being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the main distinguishing factor between a person of Iman and a person of Kufr and disbelief. Sahaba radiallahu anhu reached such high levels of this quality. And this is actually why they reach the highest levels, because according to a person's Iman, this is how Allah will deal with a person. And none of us can reach the level of Iman of Sahaba. And the special quality of Iman, the perfection of Iman, is this quality. That a person at every moment knows, أَنْتَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. That at every moment you know that you are in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship is general here. Because a believer, every action of his is worship. He's in the shop, he's in worship. He's in his house, he's in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in the masjid, he's in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every moment a person has this realization as if though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. Once Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he went out into the desert. He was on a journey. And with him was his companions. They came across one person, a shepherd. And they had a dastarkhan. They invited him for meals. But that man said, I am fasting. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, fasting on this day? It's an extremely hot day in the middle of the desert. And you are fasting? So he said, I'm preparing for the day of Qiyamah. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah it will be said that eat and drink and enjoy yourselves because of what has passed in this world, in this worldly life. The days in this world, you stayed hungry, so now Allah will say, eat and enjoy yourself, drink and enjoy yourself. I'm preparing for that day. Then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu told him, he said, hey, this man has got a lot of Iman, let me test his Iman. He is a shepherd, he's not going for Jummah Bayans. He's not really sitting in the company of other pious people. He's in the desert somewhere. And what a level of Iman he's got. He's preparing for the day of Qiyamah. So then Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu told him, come here. See, you got all these goats here. You are working with someone. We are travelers. Give me one goat of yours. I'll give you money. We'll cut the animal. We'll have a feast tonight. You can break your roza on this animal. And then you'll get some money also. And he said, what about my boss? The one animal is gone less. He said, no, you can always tell your boss that there was a wolf came and the wolf took the animal away. It happens many times in the desert. The wolf comes and takes one animal. You will benefit. We'll benefit. Your boss is so rich. It don't make any difference to him. He said, yes, that is true. But fa'in Allah, fa'in Allah. My boss is not here. But where's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where's Allah ta'ala gone to? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu got so happy that, mashallah, look at this youngster. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the desert also, he is thinking that my Allah is watching me. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu goes to his master. He tells him, see, this man here is a man of great Iman. I want to buy him. And I want all the goats which he has got also. He buys the slave, he buys all the goats, and he goes to the slave and he says, see, that I'm freeing you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of your Iman. And all of these goats are yours. From here we learn one lesson, that many times in life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. Whatever we are doing in our life, Allah Ta'ala says, I'm testing you. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one very big masala happened, is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to face the direction of Kaaba Sharif when he was in Makkah Mukarramah. He went to Medina Munawwara, Allah commanded him, face Baytul Maqdis. And after 17 months, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala told him, now turn back towards Kaaba. So many Jewish people, because they like Baytul Maqdis, they got upset. And now they were angry that, why must we face Kaaba? Many Arab people were upset in the beginning. Why must we face Baytul Maqdis? Because our Kaaba is the place of our forefathers where they used to worship always. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the reason why we send this command down is, إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَن يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّن يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. It's a test, an examination. Allah wants to see who will follow the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those people who will turn their backs. Who is loyal, who is disloyal? So these are examinations in our life every single day. This person now, he passes examination. What benefit he got? If he had stolen one goat, he would have stolen the one goat. He would have had the goat, eaten the goat. Haram also it was. But because he was a truthful person and he had the fear of Allah, مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ أَوَّذَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنُهُ. Any person who leaves out anything for Allah's pleasure, then in his life of his also, Allah subhanahu, it comes in a hadith, that Allah will grant him something far better than that. And in akhirah, definitely Allah will grant it to him. Some narrations it is mentioned, that Allah Ta'ala will grant him what he had taken away from him, The same thing Allah will give it back to him in a halal way. Or Allah will give him something far, far better and superior than that. So this is the quality of a person of iman. That at every moment, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, Allah will reward me. So if we have to live our life understanding that every moment of ours is an examination. Now I'm going to shop to work after namaz. At 5 o'clock, it is Asr Salat time. This is an examination. A customer comes in my shop now. Now to close that shop and say, I have to go for Salat at this moment. Doesn't matter how much money I lose. But it's a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching me. When a person goes home now, his wife never makes the food on time. Now he's upset. He becomes enraged. He wants to start taking off with her, fighting with her, swearing her. But I'm being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows that the sabr which I'm making at this moment. And when a person, he controls his anger, then one great benefit comes in a hadith. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him in front of all the creation. And Allah will give him an hour of Jannah. He can choose whichever one he wants. So maybe, Allah knows best why, but maybe one reason can be because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew many of us will get angry only on our wives. Any other big person, you feel frightened, you shy. But your wife, normally you can take off with her. So he said, what you will get, each time you make sabr with your wife, you'll get one hour of Jannah. So now think, now why must I fight with a woman? Just control my anger, and I'm getting one hour of Jannah. Only when you're thinking about it, don't start smiling. The wife says, hey, what are you smiling? Say, I'm getting one hour of Jannah. You're not going to get supper for the next 3 days then. So, but think, keep this in your mind. If I get angry, and I control my anger, Allah will give me a hour of Jannah. Allah is watching me at every moment. When a person now is at night, he's sitting on the internet, he's doing some work, office work, and one pop-up comes up. Now he can go onto that other website. But the believer says, no, my Allah is watching me. How can I go and watch this haram thing? Allah has kept a halal wife for me. And I'm going towards haram. I'm going towards filth and dirt. Another woman now, she sends you a message on a WhatsApp. And you know it's haram, it's wrong. How can I answer this woman? Allah Ta'ala is testing us. This is all examinations in our life. It comes in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They used to go for hajj, wearing ihram. In ihram, you cannot hunt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send the animals in front of them. And Allah says, I'm testing you. لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ السَّيْدِ I'm testing you, an examination this is. I'm sending the animals right in front of you. You can get them with your hands. Or your spears, you can take your spears and get them very easily. But Allah says, I'm testing you, this is an examination. لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ Allah is testing every one of you. So a believer must live his life in keeping this in his mind. That at every moment I am being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I pass my examination, Allah will definitely look after me in this dunya also. Somebody comes to the shop, I got some goods. You know the goods are stolen, they are haram goods. And he says, I'm a Muslim, I can't cheat. He says, but you make so much of profit. No, it's not possible for me. How can I cheat? But Allah is watching me. Allah will give me my rosy in a halal way and far better. If a person gets money also, and there is no barakat and blessings in that wealth, he's got so much of money, that money will be a means of destruction for that person. And if Allah has given another person halal money, but it's little bit, in there is benefit for that person. Allah will always show that person goodness in that. He knows, my Allah is watching me. So this is the quality a person has to bring. When we bring this quality within ourselves, then the ulama say there are many benefits we will get. The first benefit is, a person will get actually enjoyment in staying away from sin. Because he knows Allah is watching him. Hazrat Mulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that this ayat of the Quran we must keep in our mind always. It's a very easy ayat. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? You see, many people take this ayat in a negative way. Don't you know Allah is watching? Allah wants to punish you. He says, no, take it in a positive way. Don't you know Allah is watching you? The sacrifice which you are making, that man has come with the haram goods. But don't you know Allah is watching you? No one else is watching you. But Allah is watching you. Allah will reward you for this. When that woman comes to you and she is presenting herself to you, or you can go and watch that filthy film, that porn, all of that filth and dirt. Don't you know at that time Allah is watching you? Allah is watching the sacrifice you are making. Don't you think Allah will reward you because of this? You've got the opportunity to do so much of wrong. But don't you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you? So when a person keeps this in his mind at every moment, that my Allah is watching me, then automatically it'll become not easy only, but the ulama say it'll become enjoyable for a person to abstain from gunas. Because every guna and sin has got some enjoyment within a person. A person enjoys it, he likes it. But he knows I will get greater enjoyment, greater reward. My Allah is watching me. An easy example of this, you are working in your shop, and the boss has got CCTV cameras, above you. I'm not saying it's permissible to have these cameras or not. I'll give you an example. He's got these cameras above you. So now a worker knows my boss is watching me, and he knows the boss is standing there and watching him. So now even though somebody comes in the shop, he gives him some wrong goods, he says, just steal one cell phone from me, give it to me, free of charge. No one will even know in the shop, but he knows I am being watched by my boss. And he knows if I don't, if I'm not a reliable person, I'm not a trustworthy person, I'll get fired. And then for the rest of my life, I'll be in problems. So I'd rather lose out that small amount of benefit. But I'm looking in the long run, in the long term, what benefits I will get. So because of this, he stays straight, because he knows he is being watched. So this is what we have to bring within our lives, that at every moment I am being watched. So the one benefit a person will get, number one, is that every moment he will know, he will get enjoyment in doing good actions, and he will find displeasure, dislike, and he will get enjoyment in staying away from guna and sin. Second benefit is a person will never ever commit zulam and oppression upon other people, because he knows that Allah is watching me. How can I oppress somebody else? How can I oppress my wife? How can I beat up my wife? Unfortunately, how many incidents, how many cases we get? You ask them here at the Jamiat office, I'm sure they'll tell you how many cases of husbands are physically abusing their wives. You see, this is the lowest level of cowardliness. A person can actually abuse his wife. When it comes to other men, he sees somebody stronger than him standing in front. He tells him, even lifts up his sleeve sometimes, and tells the person behind him, hold me back. I don't want to hit this guy. He said, you don't want to hit the guy. You're frightened, he'll give you a good hiding. So you say, hold me back. But when it comes to your wife, now we take advantage. The way a person beats up his wife, Allah protect and save us. Or sometimes our workers, when a person kicks his worker, he pays him less, he makes him work overtime, no extra pay. Allah is watching a person. So don't you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you? Another great benefit is, a person will get ikhlas and sincerity in his actions. Now when he goes for umrah, he don't have to take a selfie of himself showing I'm making tawaf of Ka'batullah. Allah is watching my ibadat. Why must I show the whole world? I'm standing in front of Rosa in Mubarak, and now I'm taking a picture of myself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I came to destroy pictures. And now you're taking one picture of yourself right in front of the most Mubarak and blessed place on the surface of the earth. Qurbani is taking place, such a great ibadat, where a person has to sacrifice his desires. But here a person is actually increasing his desires, his ego, his name and fame. He's taking a picture of himself. I cut one bull. This was an action for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the whole of mankind to watch, for other people to see. So a person will get ikhlas and sincerity in his actions, and he will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. So this is the quality which we have to bring within ourselves. How will a person bring this quality within himself? Ulama say, easy ways. Number one, that keep reading this ayat to ourselves. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Keep, as Rakib Sahib used to say, like there's a watch a person has got. He winds it, we don't get these watches nowadays, in the past. You wind it for 1 minute, it works for 24 hours. So every morning think, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara, for about 1 minute at least. Just keep playing this in our person's mind. And then inshallah for 24 hours it will benefit a person. He will have this realization in his mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. Number two, a person must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, give me this quality of ihsan, which is the highest level of iman. Allah, I want this quality. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we should try to make effort for. And number three, try and stay in the company of the sulaha, the buzrugani deen, the awliya Allah, those who have got the quality in them within their hearts. Whichever buzrugani deen, whichever wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our heart is connected to, stay in the company of that person. This quality automatically will rub off onto a person's heart. That we have this realization, the highest level of iman, that at every moment I am being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will do this, inshallah, his life of this dunya will become pleasurable and enjoyable. His life in the qabr, in the grave, will be very, very enjoyable. And on the day of Qiyamah, his book of deeds will be easy. It will be like very easy for a person to pass his examination, because he has passed his examination in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq and ability. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, there will be a program also this afternoon for the ladies from 3 to 4. And tonight also after the Maghrib Salah, humble request for the brothers to attend.